Now we've got Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, joining us here this hour. Split program. We're going to take your phone calls with her in just a moment. I'm going to talk with her about earth changes when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Glynis, do you look at earth changes with the numbers?
Well, I've always felt strongly because, you know, even the word earth is a seven. And remember, seven is about nature's beauty. It's the ocean, mountains, plants, flowers. It's all of it, but in a healthy way. You know, people talk about global warming. Some people think the earth is cooling. But what I have found, just like the vibration of people, when we are angry, like this negativity that I'm talking to you about, my concern is it is having an impact on the earth. That's what I think is happening. The year three, when people are rising up and the anger all over the place, it's touching and affecting the planet. That our vibration is so psychically linked to earth, that is the problem. And this year, I'm concerned for the same reason. Because the four, you know, that's the energy that says it doesn't want to argue, but it knows just what to say to get into an argument. So again, we're going to have this clash of the titans. And we have to figure out a way to compromise. It's okay to agree to disagree. And when it comes to Mother Nature, I always say, no one. When Mother Nature is angry, we all lose. We lose. Those floods, the fires, the earthquakes, we don't have control when that happens. But I think if we calm down, it's just like what I've enjoyed about Facebook. Sometimes they'll do that spiritual thing. Like on 1/11/11, a lot of people prayed the same day to affect a change. I believe in that, George.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever seen anything with the numbers, Glynis, that just frightened you?
Frightened me? I have to say there's certain days that I look and go, yikes. You know, I'll see a number combination that I know won't be a good day. Like, I'm concerned about it. And that's actually why I created, like, the numerology calendar. I was trying to help people navigate. Like, if you were to get a surgery on a day that had duality that wasn't compatible to you, that's when the surgery goes wrong. You know, I think back to John Murtha. Do you remember when he got some simple surgery, yet they cut him accidentally and he died? That day had duality. So, yeah, there's things like that when I'm concerned. And if someone says, oh, you know, we want to get married that day and it looks horrible on paper, you won't hear me encourage it because it turns out like there's a storm that day or a hurricane that ruins the wedding. So that's the concern I get. But I never sit there in actual fear. In a way, knowledge is power. When I know these numbers have challenge or they don't look good, it's something I wouldn't go to, like an event. I'm not going to go to an event when the whole day is toxic to me.
Look ahead, November 11 of this year, 11-11-11. What do we
well,
see?
Well, I'm excited about that. 11-11 is powerful. I mean, the fact that there are three sets, I want you to think, and everyone listening needs to understand, the 11 is like a doorway. And it's like walking through the door. You have to decide what door you're walking through. Is it for a new relationship? Is it a new job? Are you moving? What door do you want to go through? So for that date, 11-11-11, that, of course, I would say to people, you know, sit down, light your white candle, write down what it is you're trying to achieve, and what doors do you want to close, and which ones do you want to go through? So 11-11-11 is exciting. And in numerology, there are certain life path numbers. Remember, a life path, when you take your full date of birth and reduce it to one digit, numbercity.com shows them how to do it. They can look up their life path. But when you do it, some numbers would do extremely well that day. But all of us, if we go to a meditative place, it's a good day for that.
Perfect. That's interesting. All right, let's take some calls. Here we go. Let's go to Vincent, Riverside, California. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi, Vincent.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Glynis, have all your books. Love
Yay.
Your work. I saw you on Tyra. You're great.
Thank you.
I don't know. I can give you my birthday or whatever, but I already broke it down. I come out to a 36-9 with a 3.
Uh-huh.
And my question involves a place that I was interested in moving to. It was Denver, and I got the number 5 for the actual state. The city, and Colorado broke down to a number 2. So I wondered what you could say about that.
Well, here's what I would say.
And how do you get numbers for a city and a state?
I'll tell you. Each letter has a number, and it's the Pythagoras number system. Like in the book, Love by the Numbers, or Glynis Has Your Number, it shows you how to break it down, and that's what Vincent has done. I would tell you, Vincent, that like an onion, it's layers. So we know that like the city would be closer to you than the state, right? And then where you live, like your apartment or your home, the vibration of that address would affect you the most. But are you telling me you're a 9 life path?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know Denver would be exciting for you.
Yeah, it is. I've been there many times. I just have never moved there.
Right, but it's never a dull moment, and it could be exciting. I'd see that as a good move for you.
Okay.
And then Colorado itself, are you single or with somebody?
No, I'm single.
Well, guess what? Love could be there. Love could be in Colorado because the two is about love. So it's never a dull moment, but both energies, if you separate them, they're very compatible to you.
On a ski slope somewhere.
Appreciate it.
You never know.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, Vincent, good luck to you. Are you like a little... Cupid all, you're just Cupid, just fling your arrow.
I'll tell you, when those arrows get shot and couples fall in love, nothing makes me happier. Nothing. Like, I will grin ear to ear when there's a couple that have found each other through the numbers where they're actually compatible, and I know they can go the distance. I'm so grateful.
I almost called you a Cupid doll, which they give out at carnivals, don't they?
Well, at least you didn't say voodoo doll, which was
no,
a good thing.
You're not that. No, you're high energy.
Yes.
Let's go to Casey in Charlotte, North Carolina, first-time caller. Hi, Casey. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, good.
I already met the love of my life, and we just had our first child last month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm just kind of curious as to what might be ahead of me for the upcoming year, other than no sleep.
Okay, so give me your month and year, Casey.
Month and year?
Your whole birthday, honey.
Oh, 8/14/76.
Okay, 8/14/76.
Yeah.
All right. So I just break that down. And again, people listening, when I speak these numbers, if they look at their life path, they'll be able to relate to this.
And on your website, you've got a chart and a graph and all that stuff.
NumbersHoodie.com actually shows them, find your life path number, look at your attitude number, so you can kind of play along with what we're doing tonight. But in Casey's case, Casey, having a child, did you say it's your first child?
Yes.
Okay. When I tell you to the degree you're going to be fulfilled, I am understating. As a nine life path, your mission will be whatever you felt your parents might have missed or not done as well as you would hope. It's your mission to be an amazing father, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Always has been.
Yeah, but that's because you're a nine life path. So I'm telling you, you're going to have so much fun with this. And, you know, even though you talk about, well, I'm sure I'll be tired, not really. Having a new energy come in that's your child, when you're a nine life path, you're actually wide awake. It's like you're going to see the world in a whole new way. And as for the cycle, you're going into a cycle of eight. Eight is about working on the financial side of your life, financial security. And keep an eye on your health, because when you're in eight cycles, sometimes you internalize what's bugging you, and then it can mess with your back or your neck. Just express it. Get it out of your body. If something's troubling you, or write it down. Just get it out of your body so you can stay healthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Good advice, Glynis.
Yeah. It's fun to look at someone's chart because, again, yes, we're all different. I mean, the six numbers make up different blueprints of people. And remember, George, the biggest key is, are they living on the positive or negative side of the vibration? That's the determination of what makes us
happy. Do they control that?
Oh, yes. Very much so. Just when we talk about freedom of choice, it's the same idea. Like, certain numbers are prone to addiction. Like, it wouldn't be hard to escape. The numbers 1, 5, and 7 as a life path have to be careful not to escape through drugs, alcohol, or being workaholics or sexaholics. They can be too much. And many times I'll talk to them and they'll say to me, oh, well, I overcame that. You know, that was something I did early on, and I got a, you know, grip.
Okay. Next up, we go to Chris in Poughkeepsie, New York on the wild card line. Hi, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, George. Hi, Glynis. I'm also a nine life path, and I was wondering, just in general, what should be some of the things I should be looking out for this year?
Just so you know, Chris, it doesn't work like that. Your life path tells me your life purpose, but I need your month and day to know what your cycle is. So what's your whole birthday?
5/18/66.
5/18/66. All right. So you're in a cycle. You're actually entering the cycle of nine right now, which means literally clearing your space for new beginnings. So what do you feel differently about? Do you want to move? What are you trying to change?
Career mostly.
Okay. Well, then it's okay to quit. Like, whatever job you've been doing, it's okay now to let it go. See, when I talked to George about that number 11 that's happening right now, that energy, 2011, it's saying open the new door. It's okay to. And in your cycle, it also means throwing stuff out. Like, if you have any clutter or anything you've kept on too long, get rid of it, Chris, so that you're ready for the new beginning.
Okay.
All right.
Super. Edward is in Houston, Texas. He is east of the Rockies. Go ahead, Edward. Welcome to the program.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Okay.
I'm I'm one of your blind friends, and I'm still taking the Tumorac.
Well, good for you. You keep taking that.
Oh, yeah. My birthday is 10/31/46, and I was born Wednesday at 1:30.
Okay. So what is your question, Edward?
I have a business I'm trying to get started.
Okay. Last year, I would tell you this. The last cycle you were in, which was this past year, was the cycle of eight, and I think, didn't it feel like a hard cycle for you? Like
yes.
Nothing quite happened the way you hoped.
Right.
Okay, because the downside, since you're a seven life path, seven is about you got to find a way to have faith. But when you feel the doors keep shutting down on you or things aren't happening, you can wind up feeling a little bit cynical.
Right.
So this year, it's not like that, Edward. This year, you got to put your word out there, tell people what you want, and others will help you make it happen.
Okay.
That's the cycle you're in. Don't think people are intuitively going to want to help. That's not how it works. You've got to put yourself out there. But in a cycle of nine, the door's open. Just as I said to the other gal, that's what's good about knowing your personal year cycle, George. It gives you a sense of why did I go through that last year and what can I do to get it right this year.
Good luck, Edward. Why do you think the month of May is a great year, a great month?
Well, it's exciting, I'll tell you, because this particular month of May is repeating itself in numbers. So let's do an example. Let's try 5/2/2011. The actual day's a 2. And then when you take 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 2 is 9, plus 1 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. That means the actual day is the same as the whole date reduced to one digit. So that's going to be the whole month. It's like the 2 and the 2. Next day, a 3 and a 3. Next day, a 4 and a 4. So the energy is so pure, George, that people are going to have a great – there's so many exciting things you can do when that
happens. By the way, it's Mr. Norrie.
Mr. Norrie.
Thank you.
Mr. Norrie. Oh, I love that one. I should break down Mr. Norrie. I've never done that. But seriously, that's the difference. So, example, you're a 7. So if it was a 5-day that adds up to 5, or a 1-day that adds up to a 1, or a 7-day that adds up to 7, those are good days for you to do what you need to get done.
I like that.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very clean. No duality, no conflict.
Linda is in Alameda, California on the wild card line. Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My question involves, when I've been charted, my maiden name has always been used, even though that's not what I go by.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been told that I'm a 2 or an 11.
Mm-hmm.
But how does that work?
Well, also, Linda, tell me your full date of birth.
4/30/51.
Okay. The first thing I would tell you, when it comes to names, Mr. Norrie, you can always change your name, but you cannot change your birth date.
Aha. Uh-huh.
See, so the birth date is very important, and you're 4/30/1951. So those numbers are going to tell me more about you than your name, all right?
Uh-huh.
But because you're born on a 3-day, 3 means natural communicator, but also a counselor, like giving advice and helping others. How often have you done that?
Oh, lots.
Right? And you don't have a choice. Don't people kind of tell you things you don't even want to know?
Yep.
Yeah. I call it, what is it, too much information, TMI? And then you are a 5 life path, Linda. And what that tells me, when we talk about life purpose, you cannot work a normal job. You can't be like in an office where you go there every day. It's got to be fun, exciting. People that are captains of a ship or a pilot or a stewardess, it's got to be movement. Movement has to be a part of it, Linda. And that's actually very different than the number 2, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very different.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do you see my, what I'm...
Your cycle?
Yeah.
Yes. Technically, you're entering the cycle of 2, and 2 is about, this is what I want to tell you, the biggest message to you. That gut instinct, your intuition, is stronger than ever. Do not second guess anything. If you feel it, it's as simple as yes or no. Don't waffle, and you will have a great year if you do that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, super. Good advice. Good advice indeed. Anyways, we were talking about love by the numbers before the break.
Yeah.
Tell me what that means and how that works.
Well, with love by the numbers, what it is because each one of us has six numbers that make up a numerology blueprint of who we are. You can actually do a chart comparison with anybody you want, George. Like, you could look at past relationships and say, oh my gosh, we were toxic. No wonder it didn't work. Or a current relationship, you can look and say, wow, we're naturally matched. This is going to be good. But what I did in the book, not only did I make it easy to lay it out and run charts for you and the people in your life, but I also give you advice if you're having trouble, how to understand that person better, how to get along. That's why Love by the Numbers was written. And it's now in paperback, too, so they should take advantage of that.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. We go back to Willow, Grants Pass, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hi, Willow. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Glennis. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, by the way.
You too.
I would like to find out about my birthday. I'm having decisions on making new choices in my life. My birthday is 1/2/46.
And my son was born in 1/2, and his little boy was born in 1/2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
His son was born the same day?
Same day,
wow.
Except he's a little older than his son.
Yeah, but that's a soulmate right there. That's an instant soulmate connection, by the way, when someone's born the same day.
We had a party for the little one. His name's Simon.
Oh.
And they put a little cake in front of him. This kid destroyed it. It is so funny seeing that.
Willow? What
yes.
I see, because you're born on a 2-day and your whole birthday adds up to 5, it means people misunderstand who you are all the time. Like, they think they know you, they have no clue. How often has it felt that way?
Most of my life.
Yeah, it would have to, and here's why. The number 2 is the sensitive, you know, I want love, I need connection. But your 5 is like, get away from me. If they come on too strong, you're out the door. It's like, you need to be able to breathe. And when someone's controlling, it's a deal breaker for you. So when they meet you, Willow, they don't know how independent you can also be. And you have a tug of war within yourself. By the way, when I talk to George about Love by the Numbers, it's not just to meet somebody. It's to understand yourself better. You could study your numbers to understand that duality so that when you meet people, you can communicate better, and then they understand you right away. That's why it matters.
Okay.
And this year, you're on a cycle of 7. Personal year cycle of 7, it means you're going within. The answer is not outside there. Like, asking others is not going to help. It's inside you. Like, that's okay. When I talk about lighting the white candle, doing yoga, meditation, so that you can get that deep answer. And it won't fail you. Not in the cycle of 7.
Okay. What's the white candle for?
Well, to me, the white candle represents making sure it's coming from a good place. We know that the white light is obviously pure because, let's face it, many people have talent or, you know, they might be the tarot reader, tea leaf reader, but it depends on where they come from, right? When people say the occult, like I say numerology is a science of numbers, well, I have faith in God. And I know when I light that white candle, it's coming from a pure place, and I find things happen much more quickly when I do that.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about other colors of candles? Do you get into that?
Well, I certainly know, like, red is love. You know, pink is friendship. Yellow is communication. Green is money. I have certainly lit other candles, but I find when it comes to affirming, like, a healthy relationship or a good business partnership, the white candle is the most effective.
All right. Glynis, we're going to come back in a moment. We're going to take more phone calls with you. You can email Glynis McCants through her website, numberslady.com, numberslady.com. And if you haven't been to her website, well, what are you waiting for? Because there's lots of things going on there. And if you want to email me, that's george@coasttocoastam.com. And always take a look at the new website. Every once in a while, we'll put up an Insta poll there for you and lots to do. And there are other pages to that website as well. So make sure you go through all of that. We'll be back in a moment. We'll take final phone calls with Glynis McCants. Right here on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, John Hogue joins us. We'll talk about his prophecies and the prophecies of Nostradamus. And when we come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM, we'll take final phone calls with Glynis McCants. And Glynis, I'll give you a few birth dates when I come back as well, one from an email and one with regards to the Tucson shooter. We've got his birth date, and I want you to run that too. So we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. We've got Glynis McCants, your final numbers. Glynis, before we go to the phones, two birth dates here for you I wanted to give you. One is Verna. She sent me an email and said, please, I can't get through. Please, I've been trying for 7 years. October 11, 1949 is her birth date. What's going on with her?
October 11th, 1949?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she And her name is Verna?
Verna.
Well, she's born the 11th, and I have to say anyone who is born the 11th or the 22nd is considered a master number. So that means they feel called to master their life, and the problem is it's very uncommon for someone to ever feel they've mastered their life. So I cut them a break. You know, in my book, I say, you know, be meditative, work on what you accomplish, but when you do a good job, stop and give yourself a pat on the back, which is hard for them to do. So that's one of her lessons. Her whole birthday adds up to 8, which tells me she's had some difficult things happen. Like, you know, my analogy, if she's at a stop sign, someone else runs it, she goes a little over, she's the one who gets the ticket. So she has to keep her sense of humor. That's, as a matter of fact, that's what makes her life work. She's always found a way to laugh. If she doesn't laugh, she wouldn't survive.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And of the Tucson shooting suspect, his birth date, September 10, 1988.
1988. So 7-8. Well, to anyone who's got 1-1, remember, that's just like that Julian Assange. That one is always about, you know, they decide what the victory is. Like, to him, somehow that was a victory. And haven't they said that he can't stop smiling? They say that he's not speaking, but he can't stop smiling. Like, he thinks he's done something
police
great.
Pick? Ugh.
Yeah. And the other thing, and this will ultimately play out, it looks like from that birthday, he's a 9 life path, and 9 does go back to family. Now, you're hearing kind of about the parents, how they didn't want to come outside, and, you know, they were kind of holed up together, the three of them. People said no one ever really went in.
Yeah.
And I think there's a huge story there, like something about the parents, the father, the mother. We're going to find out a lot more. It's not just this guy came up with this idea. Some of those seeds were planted. He's only 22 years old, and, you know, he got away with some stuff. Some people talk about being covered up, you know. The mother, I guess she worked for the government or something.
Yeah.
Have you heard about her?
She worked for FEMA.
Okay, so there might have been some protection he shouldn't have had. And that's how something this horrible could happen. So, again, the 9 tells me, you know what, it's interesting. It's the reverse. When I talk about 911, in his case, he's a 119. So he's like the warped mirror, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
All right, back to final call. Skype, Susan, Windsor, Ontario, right across from Detroit. Hi, Susan. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Glynis.
Hi.
I basically have the same numbers as the gal before the break, 12046. And I'm wondering, if we were going to advertise for someone who's got our number, what would we be looking for? And where did you advertise for Charlie? How did you do that?
Well, and George and I have talked about this. I actually will be launching a Love by the Numbers website. I'm going to have a matchmaking
you
session
have
here.
To, Glynis. You
I
have
promise.
To, Glynis.
I promise. And the minute it's good to go, I'm going to call George, because so many of the coast-to-coasters want to be able to meet someone that's a natural match or compatible to them to have a better chance to be together. And the other reason, Susan, is for companionship. You know, sometimes it's hard to find a friend, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so in your case, you know, when I look at your numbers, you're not just the 2-5, but the 5 is a very smart person. Like, you gather a lot of information, and that's why when someone tries to impress you, your eyes roll to the back of your head. It's like, oh, gosh, I don't even want to hear it. Unless it's really interesting, if they have a lot of knowledge, then you're glued. So the best numbers, just off the cuff, 1, 5, 7, and 3 are very compatible to you.
Okay.
1, 5, 7, and 3. So you could just do the basics. Again, numberslady.com shows you how to break down the numbers to the one life path, like the life path number, and you could start looking at guys who go, oh, he's a 1, a 5, a 7, or 3.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, good luck with you. Let's go to Joe, truck driving, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
I probably got you across country. You were on hold so long.
Yeah, I'm still driving. I'm just really excited about the show. I just wanted to give her my birthday, so she can tell me what, if anything.
Sure.
All right, sure.
Go ahead.
It's 12/25/1968.
Christmas.
Yes.
You know what's funny? Because I do these, I break these numbers down so fast, I don't even notice things like that. Isn't that funny?
Really?
Nope, I didn't even see it until you said it. Because I'm so busy going, okay, that's a 1.
I, of course, pick up the details.
Yes. Okay, so, Joe, here's what's nice about your numerology. You're born on a 7-day. You're a 7 life path with a 1 attitude. It means what you see is what you get. You don't even have a lying bone in your body. If anything, you're too direct. I think your mouth has gotten you in some trouble. Yeah?
I guess he said yeah.
Yes, the laughter tells me so.
That's right.
What it is 77. You just tell, you call it like you see it, and then when someone's offended, you're like, what? All I did was tell the truth. Now, this is what's nice. You have a one attitude. This year, you enter a cycle of five, just like George, and five means no dull moments. Very exciting. So you just have to sit down and decide what is your priority this year. What do you want to accomplish, and what's the most important? And then it's full speed ahead, Joe. Really good for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good luck to you. If you have 100 people and they're all born on the same day, mm-hmm. does that mean they're going to have a similar numbers report?
Mm-hmm. No, because here's what's different. Again, their name, for starters, first and last name gives me something different. Their full date of birth, their birth certificate name gives me a destiny number, which will be uniquely theirs. And there's a thing called maturity number. It's when you take the life path and the destiny number, add it together, and you get a maturity number. And that's what makes it so different.
Okay.
Yeah.
We go on the international line. It's Nick's turn in Toronto. Hey, Nick, go ahead.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Goodness. I feel like I've been out of sync for like the past year and a half, almost 2 years, and I'm not where I want to be, where I thought I would be, actually. And I was wondering if you give me some insight.
What's your full date of birth?
April 23rd, 1990.
April 23rd, 1990.
And you are so fast, Glynis, when you do this.
Yeah. Okay. You know, the first thing I would tell you, since you are a one life path, that is the one number in numerology that's always afraid they're running out of time. Isn't that how it feels in your head, that you're running out of time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I want you to know something. You're not, because you have a nine attitude. That tells me you're going to be on the planet a long time. There are numbers that you can look and say, okay, this person has longevity. You're one of those people, Nick. And because you're born on a five, you get bored so easily. Like, you have a big idea in your head, and then you just burn out. So what have you decided is most important? What career have you picked?
Well, I mean, Well, when I say I've had a rough year, I mean, like, I got kicked out of school. I believe I was dating someone that their numbers were toxic to mine.
Uh-huh.
I lied to it about my parents. And, like, now I'm back on my feet. I'm working, but it's just not where I want to be. Like,
let's try this another way. In the wish list, if you could do what you wanted, tell me what the career is, because numbers tell me if you'd be any good at it.
Just to be honest, I don't know. Like, I know my interests. Like, I like history and political science. Like, I'm into the arts. I love music.
Okay, let me tell you this, George. If you did, like, research in Hollywood, so many people that play music or sing or write music, they have the five and the one in the chart, just like you do, Nick. So I would say take a chance. Go with the creative route and see what comes of it, because I think good things could happen there. Don't be afraid that you're not going to make money or won't be successful. You have numbers that tell me you could be.
Really?
Yeah. So don't be afraid. And as for relationships, honestly, when you have a five in your chart, it's better to take your time to meet your partner, because it could lead to divorce. I mean, I can't tell you how many fives don't find great love till later in life, unless they meet someone who's a natural match just like them. But that's rare.
You know what? Has anybody done a study of the 50% divorce rate? A numbers study? What if they were all the same?
I'll tell you what I've done. I always look at breakups, of course, and here's a good example. Al Gore and Tipper Gore. That was a real surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, no
honestly.
One expected that. So what I did was I ran the numbers, and here's what I found out. If you have one or two challenges, you can agree to disagree. If you have three challenges, it's something you always work on. But if you have four or more, you may very well say, what am I doing? And maybe it's time to move on. They had four toxic numbers out of six, and we wouldn't have known that. So I believe since their life path was compatible, when they were busy and keeping their focus, like running for president or, you know, being vice president, they were a team. But as time went on, I think Tipper burned out. She really did, and said, okay, I'm ready for my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, but he did invent the internet, didn't he?
Kinks in that one.
Well, let's go to Holly in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Holly. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm kind of like the last caller. I feel like I've been out of sync for the last couple of years, and I'm just kind of looking for some direction. I had ordered my numbers last year, and I'm a five last path with whatever. If there were like six numbers, it's four fives and two eights. Does that make sense?
Not necessarily, but Holly, if you give me your full date of birth, that's what I need.
11/14/60.
Okay, so what is the question? Are you like, what are you thinking of doing this year? What was your strategy?
I just don't have a clue. I'm just at a point where I don't have a clue.
Okay. When I hear that, especially, again, she's right to say she has a five. Looks like you're born on a 5 day, and your whole birthday, what does that add up to? 7-3? Yeah, you're a double five. You know, a five can be a jack of all trade, master of none, because they get burnt out. So you have to pick something that's unique and different, Holly. What is your gift that you know is not the norm? Like something that you feel you have an ability that most people don't have. What is it? Are you psychically in tune, for example?
Maybe some instinct, but, you know, I always doubt myself.
Yeah, well, that, to me, that usually goes back to the original family. You know, we have people, if we don't have the support growing up, we have to figure it out. But I'm just going to tell you what I see. You're a five, born on a 5 day with a seven attitude. If you trust, like, that intuition, it's a gift. And, Holly, maybe it's time for you to, like, go where people do it, like New Age events, start meeting people and networking and seeing what pops for you and makes you go, I can do that. You know, because you're not fulfilled, honey. I hear it. But don't, it's not because you could get a job tomorrow and make a ton of money. That's not going to do it, Holly. It's so much more than that for you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. And they were looking for other subjects. I was wondering if you could touch on maybe Courtney Cox and David Arquette and maybe real estate.
Well, let me just jump to Courtney Cox and David Arquette. You know, when I looked at those two, that was one of those couples that I knew it was going to be incredibly difficult for them to stay together. And in the case of Courtney, she had the six in her chart, which is the mother number. So being a mom was so important. But George, what happened there, suddenly he was like her kid too. Do you see? Like when they broke up, he even admitted, he's like, she said she wanted me to grow up and I just couldn't. And if you notice when they broke up, look how he's been acting out.
Yeah.
You know, getting drunk and partying and sleeping around. I mean, all those things that just makes you go, wow, how sad, because he had not worked all that stuff out. And even though he might say that he loves her, in numerology, it's not a soulmate connection. So I think it was more about learning from each other.
So if I give you the year 3000, can you say anything about that year?
Well, of course, I can tell you for starters, we won't be there. 3,000.
What do you mean we won't be there?
In the year 3,000.
As a species or us personally?
Oh, no, you and me, honey.
Well, don't put me in that category, sweetie.
We won't get to do that show. But here's what I would tell you. When you look at that energy, just the purity of that, I feel like by then we will have evolved in a way that we do communicate. And you know what? Communication will be different. Different. Like right now, I feel like there's so many ways to communicate. We don't really communicate anymore. Think about it. We got email. We got fax. We got text. We got cell phones. And notice how everyone keeps missing each other. Like, hey, did you get my email? Hey, did you get my phone call? And they're like, no, no. I think as we enter like the year 3000, three is about real connection. And getting back to the basics of people who actually care about each other, not the social network where you, like, make your announcement to 1,000 people, but that one-on-one will be much more powerful. That's exciting to consider.
All right, final couple more calls. That'll be it. West Virginia, Bill, it's your turn. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, my birth date is 10/21/83, and my question is, what's this year hold for me, and what's it a good time to do in my life?
Well, you know, Bill, you were born on a 3 day, and three is the part of you that has the sense of humor, but behind it, you've got a seven, which is the observer. So that means you can be in a party situation and you're just watching everybody. Isn't that true?
Yes, very true.
I would suggest that it's time for you to find a way to get more into the game of life. Like, I know it's not a natural to, like, speak up and communicate, but I'm asking you to do that this year. You're in a personal cycle of eight. Eight is the time to look at business, look at your finance. And as for money affirmations, you know, George, we talk about that power of the number eight. Since he has the eight personal cycle, you should be doing a money affirmation, Bill. I invite you to hit numbercity.com and look up the power of eight. I've written some great stories about people who have had success with that number, but also an affirmation to help you get it together financially. That's what this year is for you.
Good for you. And you know what? The eight does work.
Oh, yeah.
The eight does work. Indeed. So the affirmation, you might not even have to do you?
Oh, well, you know, I'm a firm believer because some people, this is what's great about when you say magical thinking, let's say. Some people are so pure of heart, they can take that number 8, stick it in their wallet, and money comes flying. Other people, because of their own bad luck or, life has not been what they hoped, they can turn it the other way, which you know stories about that, right?
Yeah.
But by doing a money affirmation, if they do it daily, they are reprogramming their subconscious to believe that the money's there. And it's just like someone who wins the lottery. You can win millions of dollars, but if you don't believe you have that money, it'll slip right through your fingers.
Yeah. I mean, our case, our friend, my buddy George, used to work at a restaurant here in Los Angeles. He heard the show.
Yep.
He put an 8 in his wallet.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Las Vegas. He won big playing slots.
Mm-hmm.
He went back the following week and put it all in and lost it all. There was and I told him, I said, you can't do it and be greedy about it.
No,
he was greedy about it.
The other thing, some people go nuts with the 8. They put an 8 in their bedroom. They put it on the door. They put it on the computer. You can't do that either. If you're going to use the number 8, just pick it for one place. If you do business on the internet, put the 8 there. If you're in a restaurant, put the 8 at your cash register to encourage income. That's how it works.
Let's go to Nancy, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Get you in here really fast, Nancy. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you've got my call. Glynis, I've had crummy life, just nothing but loss, loss, loss. I'm 62 now, and I was married for 30 years. My husband left me. I haven't seen my sons in 4 years. It's just been nothing but loss, loss, loss. What can I do?
Well, the first thing you do, you give me your full date of birth, because when I hear that, I automatically think of like the number 4.
And I've got a minute to go, Glynis, so go.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, you have to change the way you think, Nancy. You're now looking for that. You're looking for that bad news. When we put on glasses, once we get programmed, when we start believing that's all we can have, you've got to change your way of thinking. And the way to do that is affirmations, Nancy. I know that works because I did it myself. You can reprogram your mind and have a better life.
All right, there you go. Good luck to you. Glynis, what's new with you? What's on your plate?
Well, I want to tell you something's wrong with my website is the impression I'm getting. So it's doing something weird. So I'd like to give them the toll-free number.
We probably shut it down.
It's possible. That's absolutely possible.
That happens.
But if they're having trouble, I do have a toll-free number. It's 1-877-686-2373. 1-877-686-2373. We can answer their questions if they want to get into the numbers game and learn how to do this.
You got it. Glynis, take care of yourself. Let's keep in touch.
Thank you, George. Happy New Year.
You too. Glynis McCants. She's the numbers lady. com. Up next in just a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM as we continue with our two-part series on prophecies and what is going on in the world. John Hogue joins us as we talk about his prophecies and the prophecies of Nostradamus on Coast to Coast AM.